G'day, John Millam from Kintsugi Heroes, and welcome to Beyond the Deluge. There are some encounters in life that no amount of preparation, planning, and past experience will equip us to deal with when they hit. On the 6th of July, 2022, the rivers and streams outside of Wollombi broke and other villages in the Hunter Valley, New South Wales, flowed over the banks, and the small towns were flooded and devastation was left in the water's wake. Over 300 locals, traumatised and displaced, were left without support, power and even aid for a time, while the worst flood in 70 years ravaged the place they call home. While it's not uncommon in rural Australia to face adversity, the fires of 2019 went through the same area and were devastating. And yet floods bring a special kind of awful. With the mud and stink, we feel despair. We feel the loss of our precious mementos and loved things and our sense of safety. The ongoing impact is still being managed, and so much cost and impact must also count the trauma and anxiety left behind. Yet, from this devastation, hope will find a way. And here we also find talk of heroes, of generosity and community. In this special Kintsugi Heroes Limited podcast series, Beyond the Deluge, we hope to share stories of the floods, both adversity and resilience from the towns and villages. We've spoken to a group of people who have varying views and experiences, and through them, we start to capture the awful realities of coping with the deluge. And we also hear them share moments of courage, care, and wonder. I will walk with the lived experiences of these people who worked hard to overcome the dark time and are working hard to reset, restore, and rebuild their lives, their homes, and their community. It also brought back memories. For me as a child, I lived in the northwest of New South Wales, a little town called Wewar, where we went through 5 full floods in 7 years. As a kid, it was almost exciting, lots of people pitching in. Yet it was also terrible and scary. I can remember vividly walking outside my home, up to my chest in water, constantly ducking out of the way of floating furniture and rubbish, and of course, brown snakes. All that work and loss in the end saw my parents toss it in and head to Sydney. In these conversations, I see how hard the folks in and around Broke are working to bring this place fully back to life. Kintsugi, you may know, is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold mortar. They feel like the repaired object with its scars becomes even more beautiful than the original. So while events like the hardships of the floods can push us to breaking, hearing the stories of spirit, of courage and restoration can help us cope, heal and come back stronger as a person and as a community. Sharing those stories is part of that gold glue. Please watch this fortnightly podcast, Kintsugi Heroes Beyond the Deluge, and please be inspired as you hear the tales from Beyond the Deluge. Thank you.